Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of How to Become a Webcam Model. In today's video, we're going to be talking about XSplit Broadcaster. So remember to hit that like and subscribe button for future videos. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and in today's video, as I said at the beginning, this is for XSplit Broadcaster. It has a very similar layout to OBS, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to set it up and start broadcasting onto multiple platforms. Many live game streamers do use XSplit as an alternative to OBS. It is a paid service, but I will get into that a little bit later in the video. Firstly, you're going to have to download XSplit Broadcaster. I have left the link in the top of the description to make it easier for you to download and find. Then you're going to have to install it like any other program. Once it has finished installing, launch the program and click on sign up. You will need an account with XSplit, so make sure you fill out all the details fully. And don't worry, there is a free version and a paid version, although the free version does have some limitations. If you are looking to pay for it and sign up straight away, then you can click on the orange button here. If not, you can click on the grey button underneath, continue without upgrading. Setting up XSplit is extremely easy. All you have to do is click on the add source in the bottom left hand corner. You'll then see a list of sources and you'll have to click on devices. You'll then have to click on video, then USB video device. If you are looking to add a microphone, click on audio instead. Then all you'll need to do is add your video source or microphone at this point, if it hasn't already found it. Now we're going to set up the platform that we're going to start streaming to. In the top left, you have to click on broadcast, then click on add a new output. If you are a game streamer and you have stumbled across this video by accident, all you'll need to do is click on Twitch or YouTube, wherever you're streaming to. Simply enter your credentials. And for YouTube, you'll have to enter your streaming ID. If this is where the story ends for us guys, don't forget to check out my other videos. You might like what you see. Back to the webcam models, and you're going to have to click on Custom RTMP at the bottom of the list. Then you'll get a pop-up on the screen that says Custom RTMP. It's in the top middle of the page, and you'll have to install the plugin. And I know it says uninstall on my screen, but I had to install the program before I started recording. Yours will say install. Once it is installed, you will be asked to enter a name. And this can be to the platform that you're streaming to. You'll also have to add a description. And then you're going to have to enter your RTMP URL, which you can find on your StreamCam site. And finally, you'll have to enter your streaming key, which you'll find on your webcam site. And for this example, I am using Chatterbait to stream to. To find your streaming key on Chatterbait, you will have to log into your account and you'll have to enter your dashboard where you stream from. Just under the Start Streaming button, you will notice it says Use External Encoder. That's what you're going to need to click on. At the bottom, you'll see View RTMP and Stream Key. Give that a click. And this is where you'll find your streaming key and your RTMP URL. So all you need to do is copy and paste that into the previous two boxes. And if you look further down the page, you will also see all your frame rate settings that you will need to change in XSplit. This is to make sure you are streaming at the best possible quality you can. All you have to do then is copy and paste the information into XSplit. Once you've done that, click OK and you'll be taken back to the XSplit dashboard. What you'll notice now in the top of the page is you'll have a streaming button and a recording button. To start streaming on your webcam site, you will have to push the streaming button. Now you're going to want to head over to your webcam site. And this time, when you click on Use External Encoder, if you've entered all the information correctly, it will automatically connect to XSplit. And I know on my screen grab there is a lot of red alerts, but that's because I didn't set my bit rates and frame rates into XSplit. So make sure you do it. To end your stream, you will have to go back into XSplit and click on the red button. If you don't and just close your browser, it will continue streaming your live cam, and you will have to keep your webcam site open to view the chat. So that's how you stream with XSplit. One of the cool features XSplit offers is it does record your live streams. This makes it so much easier if you have a show and you want to use that as a video for content to sell elsewhere. If you are using the free software, you are limited to 4 scenes, plus you'll have a watermark on your stream. If you're using the paid version, this is taken off and you have unlimited scenes. And when I talk about scenes, this is how many webcam sites you can set up for and stream to at the same time. So with the free version, you can only stream to 4 webcam sites, and with the paid version, you can stream to as many as you like. I am going to leave a picture on screen now of all the features that you get with the paid version compared to the free version. If you do choose to sign up to XSplit, there is a promo code that will get you 10% off in the description. You can pause the video now to see all these features. So I hope that's helped you set up XSplit. Something I am going to start recommending to webcam models is using a VPN. This will not only protect your personal information, but it'll also hide your IP address. I use NordVPN, and there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use if you sign up, but it does give me a very small percentage of Nord's profits. If you have any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.